We haven't talked to this young lady in a while. Linda Waldron joins us.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you. And I'm hoping everybody's well over there, too.
We're hanging in there.
I know. We really miss you guys. It has been a while since we've talked.
Yeah. Linda, of course, has run the Rose Queen pageant for how many years now, Linda?
Eight.
Wow.
8 years. I know. It's probably the longest job I've ever had. No, I'm kidding. It's not.
And she's ready to step away. Before we talk about that, I know you just concluded a pageant virtually where, you know, you're probably not going to get as much exposure probably as the girls deserve.
You know, this year was quite different. Of course, COVID threw a monkey wrench into a lot of activities for our county. You know, our program normally is in August, and we were just coming out of the March, April, May issues and slowly finding our way back into what we just are pulling out of now. And I didn't want to wait, and the girls didn't want to wait until 2022 to do a program. So we just put our thinking caps on and tried to find an effective but creative way to keep the program going, keep our visibility out there, and have a pageant. So we were real fortunate to have JTV as our production crew this year. They've got they were kind of thrusted into this new experience as well. So they had all the equipment to be able to do a virtual live program for us. The JSO opened their doors for us so that we could have a space. Normally we have it at Western, and because the schools were closed, that was not an option for us.
Right.
And, you know, it was different. We had one contestant was able to bring one guest, and we put them upstairs in the balcony, social distanced them. The girls wore masks. All of my crew wore masks. And we didn't do a full program like we've done in the past. We cut out talent just because we didn't have the time nor the space to be able to do that. And we added in onstage questions. So the girls competed in four categories still, with the highest category being their interview. And at the end of the day, we crowned a queen just like we do every year.
Yeah, just to get through it is probably a very good thing.
Yes, yeah. And I'll tell you, it was a lot more stressful to produce this live production than it ever was doing the doing it face-to-face at the auditorium. And I don't know if it's because it's the first time we've done it or there's just so many things that you have to think about, you know, breaks and commercials. And, I mean, you know, you're on the radio, so you really have to have your timing down. So it was different. But Jessa Petry is our queen this year, a 2021 queen. And we're so excited. She's such an amazing young woman.
What can you tell us about her?
Well, this is her second year competing. So last year she was a top five finalist. Last year her talent was elephant toothpaste, so she was a STEM major. She has since changed her major to law, so she's hoping to get her law degree from Michigan State. And her platform, her social impact is mental health awareness. So she suffers from some depression issues and felt like this was the platform she needed to take on to help other people in our community, particularly the youth, really get a handle and know that there's more assistance out there than what they might think. So that will be, hopefully she'll be able to get back in the community, do some public speaking at schools, and just talk to the kids about the importance of health, of being healthy physically and mentally.
Well, good for her, and it sounds like things went well.
Yeah, things did go well. We had eight contestants. We started off with 19, and the pandemic, just like I said earlier, just kind of threw a monkey wrench into everything. So we had some girls drop, but we had eight amazing young women. Caitlin Bryce was our first runner-up, and this was her first year competing in our program. And Celia Napolitano was our second runner-up and our winner of the interview. And Shannon Watts, our last year's queen, did a sugar and spice award this year for $100, and that was the interview and the platform statement combined total score. So, and Celia has been with our program for 10 years. So she's always done really well.
So then you announced that you're stepping aside, Linda. Talk about that decision.
I did. I have been doing this for 8 years, and it has been an absolutely amazing experience. And I'm not really going anywhere. I will be behind the scenes. I will be helping our new director, Leslie Bradley, who is just an amazing young woman. She inspires me every day. Her energy, her creative thinking. She really has kind of a different perspective on where the pageant should go. And, it's time. It's time for a little fresh blood in there. It's time to kind of spruce it up a little bit. But I'll stick around behind the scenes, still doing some of the things that I'm doing today with you, working with the community to try to set up appearances for our Rose Queen and our contestants. And then, Leslie will still be out there doing the same thing as I'm doing, but she'll really take the pageant into the next level. In addition, with me stepping down, Wendy Schimmel stepped down from the teen program. So Jennifer Halabalowitz, who was our 2018 Rose Queen, will be taking over our teen program. So we have two extremely ambitious, energetic young women who are really, I'm so excited to think about what they're going to do for this program going into the future.
Well, I know you put a lot into it, Linda.
I have. It's been a real love of mine, and it's one of the reasons why I'm not completely removing myself. My passion has always been to mentor young women to be strong professional leaders in our community, mm-hmm. and I'm still very committed to that. And the best way for me to do that is to stay kind of connected by apron strings to the program. Still going to be on the Rose Festival board, so we're still working on trying to figure out what we're going to do for the parade here coming up in 2021. So not leaving, just kind of taking a step back and getting some fresh new perspective in there.
Well, good luck to you, whatever you're going to do. And, we're here for you if you need our help.
I know you guys are. You guys have always been such a great supporter of the Rose Queen pageant, and we so appreciate that.
Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Greg. It's good talking to you.
Yeah, take care. Linda Waldron, who is stepping down as heading up the Rose Queen pageant. Leslie Bradley taking over.